Starting today, temperatures will return to near normal through the middle part of the week. There are a couple of disturbances to our west that will approach the region. It may bring a few rain and or snow showers to us during the overnight and into Monday through about midday. For today, though, expect increasing cloud cover in advance of the systems, particularly to the north, with mid and upper level clouds especially widespread. High pressure will then build into the region in the wake of the systems passing off to the east. That'll keep our weather quiet through the middle part of the week, before we get another potential round of precipitation late Wednesday and into Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, and that will continue right on into early Monday. A largely zonal flow regime is expected to persist from the Rockies eastward as an embedded shortwave trough moves from the middle Mississippi and Ohio Valley regions up to the Appalachians. This trough will be removed from any substantial low-level moisture, which is now confined to parts of Florida and the Louisiana Delta and South Texas. Onshore flow with boundary layer dew points in the 70s will support showers and perhaps a few lightning strikes along the southeast Florida coast. A confluence axis and modifying low-level air mass will support some deepening convection and the potential for isolated lightning flashes near or just off the Louisiana Delta. Other shallow convection will occur across South Texas, though cloud tops should remain too low or warm for charge separation per the inversion sampled around 600 millibars. Otherwise, a deep mid-level trough with embedded speed maxima will approach the Pacific Northwest coast tonight. Low to mid-level lapse rates will become sufficiently steep for some threat of low-top thunderstorms near the coast tonight. Taking a look at tropical developments for the day, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says for the North Atlantic, Caribbean Sea, and Gulf of Mexico, a surface trough interacting with an upper-level low continues to produce an elongated area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms about 700 miles southwest of the Azores. Environmental conditions are not expected to be conducive for a non-tropical low to form over the next day or so, and the system could gradually acquire some subtropical characteristics by the middle of next week while it moves slowly northeastward. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high Saturday of 88 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low this morning of 1 above at Tioga, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny and a touch milder with a high in the upper 40s. In Boston, partly sunny, also a touch milder, a high in the low 40s. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high in the low 40s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 68 set in 1909. Normal minimum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 15 set in 1976. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 12th. Sunrise was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset comes at 4:35 p.m. And for tomorrow, sunrise at 6:45 a.m. Sunset 4:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s, mostly cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, becoming mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-30s. A chance of snow showers overnight tonight under mostly cloudy skies. It'll be cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, including Middletown, the Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny with a high near 40 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s today, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the mid-20s tonight. Your extended forecast region-wide for Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers early, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, partly sunny Tuesday, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, mostly sunny Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of morning showers, highs in the 40s to near 50. Friday, partly sunny, highs also in the 40s to near 50, then rain and or snow showers Saturday with highs in the 40s to near 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.